sometimes probably too many. But yeah, he's freaking awesome. You guys having fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, I want to applaud you guys for, you know, for getting your butts in here. You know, it's not always easy. Man, that's right. It's not always easy to, you know, to shell out more and more and more and more and more money. But I, you know, it's worth it. We all did it to be here. And so I think they want me to talk a little bit about blogging and stuff. You know, which I definitely will. And but I want, you know, someone was telling me that they wanted to, you know, be a speaker at No Excuses, right? I don't think she's in here. No, she's not in here. But anyone have that desire to be up on stage? Yeah, that's cool. Because, you know, some people definitely would not raise their hand to that, right? That worries the hell out of them. I used to be terrified of speaking. You know, everyone thinks, I get it all the time, you know, I'm not a natural like you. Have you guys heard my paddle boarding story? It's a little short story. Well, I, you know, just want to go paddleboarding, right? And so we go on paddleboarding. You know what paddleboarding is? It's like a slightly wider than a surfboard, and you go out there and you stand up and you just paddle, right? So, you know, we go and we have a friend that does this. We know her, not that close of a friend, but we went and she's doing it, so we did lessons. And so, you know, me, Jess, my two boys, we all go out there. You know, Ethan, he just absolutely refuses. He won't get up on it. Brandon does pretty good. I get up there, and I ask her. And this was in Naples, on the Gulf, freezing, frigid waters. And I said, you know, should I have a wetsuit or something? She goes, no one ever falls. Just a universal, not, you know, most people don't fall. No one ever falls. Okay, she's the expert. She does it every week. No one ever falls. So I get out, boom, I'm in the water. I'm freezing. I mean, I'm floating on that board. I'm just like, but, you know, I mean, I got to get on that board, right? I'm not going to quit. You know, my kid's around. I look over at Jess, and she's like doing hand things and, you know, doing yoga poses, downward dog, and all this stuff. She's doing sit-ups and push-ups. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm looking over. It's also her first time, right? I get up splash. 7 times I fall in that water. I mean, it's not a pretty sight. I mean, I got stuff running and everything. I'm just freezing cold. And so I get up, you know, or actually before I get up, okay. So I get up, I kept falling off. The person we know, she comes over to us, and she goes, it must be weird. And I'm like, what do you mean? It must be weird for something not to be so naturally easy for you. But you see, that's what people will think. You know, when you're up here speaking, there's going to be people who think, oh, sure, if I was this, and this, I could do that. Right? That's what people think. You know, I used to be terrified of speaking. Terrified. Like, you know, if I had to speak on Wednesday, I wouldn't sleep Monday or Tuesday. And this was in front when I was a project manager for county government. And isn't that weird? Can you imagine me in that role? It's so weird. And, you know, so I remember I had to do this presentation about, we were trying to get wireless, you know, stuff and whatever. And 5 people that I work with every single day, I'm stuttering, my hands sweating, heart beating real fast, spilled water on me. I'm serious. I spilled water on my shirt. They're like, what is wrong with this dude? You know? We work with you every day. It's not like it was a huge audience or anything. It was terrible. And so I went, you know, at that point, I had kind of worked my way to a position that required a bachelor's degree, and I didn't have 1 hour of college. And so I went to college. They put me in every speaking class you got. You know, I went to Toastmasters just to get the experience. Some things I liked, some things I didn't. But I got past that fear. And so now everyone says, oh, he's a natural speaker. Right? That's what people are going to think. You know, when you have success, they're going to think, oh, sure, you know, it's easy for you. Right? But it won't be. And it wasn't easy for anyone else. And, you know, so just know that. Just know that people are going to think that, but know that it does take a lot of effort. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, but it shows, you can, you know, almost any criticism, and I really hammer this point, any criticism of people you see as successful is your subconscious talking. You know, what that paddleboard instructor, you know, was saying is, I can never do what you do, and ha-ha, you can't do what I do. You know, and that's kind of what she was saying. And you'll have that. So, get back to my point. The person that said, I want to be a speaker, no excuses, right? Now, some people will look at, is there an ebook on the 7 ways to become a speaker, no excuses, right? They're gonna look for, you know, what's the whatever. And I wanted to prove a point when I was up there. How many got up that early to see me on Sunday? Cool. All right. Thank you. Good. Good for you. And you shouldn't. You know, you shouldn't miss a thing. You paid money to be here. You should be here. And whatever. But one thing that I did is I said, hey, how many people have I provided value to? I didn't say who's on my team. I didn't say who have I made money for. Who have I, what, blah, blah, blah. I just said, who have I provided value to? Very general statement, and almost everybody stood up. That's how you get there. That's how you get there. Provide value. Provide value. But I'm gonna share with you, and this all kind of interrelates with blogging and stuff. Where's a marker? Hey, am I allowed to do this?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I did. That's so neat, and
it
such
is.
A great job
of
that.
We're gonna take a picture of this. One of those
the wiper thing.
Yeah.
Did anybody use it? Oh.
There you go. Has anyone seen my video on visualizations? Anyone see that? I think I do a bonus in my sponsor thing. But, is this okay to talk about this? Not exactly blogging, but we'll get
to it. Whatever feels right, huh?
All
right.
So here's us. Here we are. And what most people, the kind of vibrational and the energy level that they're putting out and what they want and what they focus on is, I've got to sign up somebody. Have you guys seen this? Have you seen this? They want to sponsor someone, right? And, or it's even a lower vibrational. And follow me here. Follow me. A lower vibrational human being, okay, I need to sign up. Lower vibrational is actually just money in itself, okay? The pursuit of money without value is a low vibration. These are the, I'm going to win the lotto, that are been broke 3 years later, 5 years later, or whatever, okay? The low vibration is, I need to make money. Not even addressing the issue of, why should I get that money? You know, and that has to do with money acceptance. A lot of people have money acceptance problems. I used to have a problem selling from stage. And there's actually speakers, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but there are speakers that still have a problem with it. They have a problem with accepting money. And someone told me, a very good coach, and, you know, it's funny that when you work hard, you get lucky. You do. You know, everyone will see it just as luck, but when you work hard, you get lucky, and you get connected to people. And I got connected to a speaker coach. This guy, I don't know if he still does this, because it'd be pretty incredible if he does. But back in the day, when real estate was just insanity, and everyone was buying, you know, $70,000 platinum packages with, you know, all these different real estate gurus, you know what I'm talking about. And he would charge. So if you're a speaker and you want to increase your sales, and these guys, all those big speakers made millions of dollars a year. If you were a speaker and you wanted his help, he would charge you $100,000. 100K, and he would get a certain number of years a cut of all of your profits. That's a gangster. You are good. And he was good. And so he saw, you know, I had the fortune of meeting him on a really weird, just weird circumstance. I met this guy, we became friends, we still, you know, text every once in a while. And he saw one of my presentations, and he's like, you didn't sell anything. I'm like, no, man, I just want to, you know, give value and, you know, educate and stuff, you know, and just do that, you know, give back to the community. And he said, you didn't help anybody.
like, what was I supposed to do? So, you know, I had people high five me, I had people clap, yes, you're awesome, right? And, you know, and I had all these things. He goes, you can help me, buddy. He goes, do you think a 60 to 90 minute presentation will change anyone's life? No. You failed to impact them. Whoa. He goes, if you want to impact somebody, you have to give them something that they can go and either re-listen to, re-watch, and plug into their life, call into. You know, you have to provide them with a mechanism and an access to gain more exposure to what you got. And so, not only if you're good and they love you, you're robbing them of future exposure to you, and you're really robbing them of actually helping them. You know, it is the long-term stuff that works. That's what works. That's why, like, I was telling Falcone, I'm like, dude, I love your 18 thing. Has anyone ever been on the 18 thing? Is that awesome or what?
Yeah.
Now, did that help you? 12 weeks. See, a 12-week thing, that can change lives.
Second time.
That can change lives. That can impact people. Todd getting up there, and Todd's awesome. But a one-hour presentation, you'll forget it by the time you get to the parking lot. You will. We all do. I mean, it's nothing. The speaker just can't help that. You know, it will go away. And so he made me realize that if I want to really impact people, I need to give them more access, more exposure to download my head or download whatever it is so that they can't possibly make a difference. Now, then some people will have guilt. You know, they'll have guilt of, I'm signing people in my company and they're just not doing anything, they're not making money. And that guilt will prevent them from becoming big time. You'll never, ever be able to get 100% people pursuing their goals as much as you would like them to. You will want success more for your people than they will want for themselves a lot of the times. A lot of the times. So, you know, you look for people that are hungry, not needy. You know, I just had someone joined, I think she's in the UK, but she joined my MLSP today, sent me an email this long on how much help she needs. I really need help. I failed in this and in this, and I really need help. I really need hand-holding. I really need this and this and this. And you know, I replied, hey, you're going to have to roll up your sleeve and make a decision and work this thing. You know, MLSP will certainly help you, and it'll guide you, and I'll certainly guide you as well, but you're doing the work. You know, and that's a little bit different topic, but all right, so back to this. And so, low vibration, I want to make money, but I don't know what value I will provide to gain it. Okay? So, this is the smaller kind of questions, all right? Now, this, so you're, you know, I'm looking for a person, I need someone to sign up, right? You gotta look past this. You know, who talked about this? The karate shop? Did the karate chop through the board thing?
Yeah.
What's that? That's true. You gotta look past this, man. You gotta look past this. You know, what is it gonna look like when you have a team? When you got people that you're supporting? Okay? What does that look like? You know, a question that I ask some of my downline when they call me and they ask me the question? I'll get them to twist it and flip it around. And I'll say, what would you say to that question if one of your teammates was asking it? You know, most times they'll answer it. You can all say, there you go.
Nice.
Do you understand? But you see, it's so, because we get so cubbyholed, we get so pigeonholed in this little thing and we're focusing on this, but if we just look over here, you know, this person over here is us too, but it's of infinite wisdom. And it knows the answer. Does that make sense? A little weird, right?
Yeah.
So you have a shadow self, maybe, right? That has infinite wisdom that can answer, but you just got to twist your mind to look at it. And so that's why I ask questions. I say things like that. You know, just answer the question. I'm like, well, how would you answer it? Because you see, if you don't think that way, and you cannot answer questions that your downline would ask of you, do you realize you'll self-sabotage yourself from ever having a team? Right? Do you want to have the reputation of not supporting your team?
Yeah.
Right? Okay? So if you can't answer questions that your downline would ask you, you'll self-sabotage yourself from ever becoming that person. You have to think like a leader. You have to think like a leader, not just the consumer, not just the, you know, rep number. You got to think like the leader. You got to think of how you're going to handle that team. And you keep moving forward. You know, so focusing on the bigger things. You know, speaking at the company event. I don't know what that is. You know, speaking at no excuses. I guess this is the Cosmo, right? With all the windows. It's a pretty awesome place, isn't it?
It's
amazing. Focus on these things. What value are you going to have to do to get there? What value? This will come. And here's what's powerful: is these people out there? They're looking for someone on the move. They're not looking for someone that's just like that. They're looking for someone on the move. They're looking for a leader. They're looking for someone that's in motion. You know, I need to sign somebody. That's pretty weak vibration there. You know, it's not that great. I want to build an empire. I want to be a speaker here. I want to be, you know, featured on my company call. I want to, whatever that means to you. It doesn't have to be this, by the way. You know, I was talking to a guy, I was kind of explaining this, I was teaching this guy this, and he said, but Ray, I hate public speaking. I don't want to do public speaking. I'm like, cool. And he was, he like provides technical training to some niche, maybe hospitality or something, I don't know. And so I said, well, what is this in your world? And what is this in your world? He said, well, it'd be cool if people came to me for advice. I'm like, okay, you know, what does it look like? What are you, focus on? You have thousands of people, you know, either on your blog or whatever, asking you questions about what you know best. Focus on that versus just getting one client. Is this helping at all?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and focus on this bigger stuff. So, you know, instead of the sneaky way to get a bunch of money or sign-ups or whatever, look at how can I create so much value? Let me give you an example. I'm not getting a dime for being here, am I? Did you guys give me a tip? Did I ask for a tip? No. I'm not getting a dime here. You know? Clearly you guys paid money. I'm here. I'm not making any money, right? I'm putting energy into the marketplace. That's what I'm doing. Putting it out there. I know it always comes back. I don't know exactly. You know, I can't put metrics on my energy. I expended 0.12 GP, whatever, you know, and I got $3, you know. I can't track that, but I know, and you should know too, that if you put your energy into the marketplace, things will come back to you. It will. And then you will have earned it. And then you will accept it. You will be accepting of money and exposure and fame and whatever else. You'll be accepting of that because you will know you have earned it. You know, the fast way goes away. The fast way, it goes away. You know, do people get lucky and get some kind of deal, a one-time deal, and they make a bunch of money, and then it goes away, like a lotto kind of thing? Yeah, but it goes away. We're here for the long term. So, I want to talk about something. I've never seen anyone talk about this, but I want to talk about this. Then we'll talk about what I'm supposed to talk about.
we took a customer survey beforehand, and they just specifically wanted to know like stuff on how
they don't want to hear my crap.
No, they love it. What they wanted to hear was on the blogging was specifically how you do like create ideas and write stuff.
Okay, cool. All right, one last thing, and then I'll get to what you guys actually want.
This is what we need.
This is what you need.
Yeah,
that's
cheers.
Right. Yeah. That's right. I want you, and this is a further concept of becoming a leader, okay? I want you to understand you have two selves right now, and you have to identify those. You have to. You have to identify those. You have the one self, and I want you to catalog this. I want you to catalog this and really remember this. One of the most powerful things that I heard said this weekend was Mark Hoverson talking about milk and cereal. Was that unbelievable? I want you to craft that. I want you to understand that there are, you have milk in the cereal stories right now. Okay? I wish, like when I started, wasn't making money in Dead Road, you know the story, right? But I didn't catalog that. You know, I mean, I can tell the story, but I wish I had my first internet video. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. Because it was me, it wasn't this computer, but it was me. I had a taped script with a yardstick leaning against it, and it kept like flopping over. And there's videos where you see like a flip of paper, and I kind of put it back up. I'm not, the camera's here, I'm looking up there, and I'm reading it. You know, that's my first video. Yet people, again, will think, ah, he's a natural, he does videos all the time. And that's just what they'll think. But I wish I would have done a better job of cataloging that. And you see, you have to see that this isn't you. This is the story you're going to be sharing on stage in a year from now. Get it. You know, some people, they're here at this event, and they come up and they tell me, they justify where they are, okay, and they tell me, I'm just telling it like it is. They're broken, this and that, and this and that. And so they're saying, this is who they are, okay? This is the story that, this is where your circumstances have you temporarily, okay? You know, people tell me they're in foreclosure. They're not in foreclosure. The house is. They're not. Get out of that. You have to identify. You are building a story now. Okay? However, I didn't go around telling everyone, hey, join my business because I'm in foreclosure and need the money. You're like, nah. Right? No thanks. I'm not signing up for that. Right? And so, there's the second self. The second self solves problems. Which leads us into blogging. The second self solves problems, creates value, puts energy into the marketplace, doesn't talk about where they are. You should never come to one of these events and tell people how bad things are, how your circumstances are right now. You tell it like it is, you'll keep it like it is. Justifying where you are keeps you where you are. You know, if you keep saying, well, I had this happen, and this is why I'm here, well, you're going to stay there. And people don't want to hear it. People want to hear, I went from here to here. They want to hear those stories. People pay all kinds of money for those stories. It's in every great book. I was in here, I had, you know, half milk in my cereal, and now I'm like a guru. They want to hear those stories. They don't, because it's just awkward. It's like, oh man, that sucks. Yep, it does. It does suck. You know, this is a accumulation of circumstances that you will share on stage in years. In maybe a year, in maybe 6 months. Many people have unbelievable success very quickly. You know, Michelle Alpha, how long has she been in this? Well, she's crushing it. She's a maniac. You know? She spies on my emails or something. It's like, she's like, yeah, I just sponsored Joe, and I just saw Joe come in my funnel. I'm like, oh, all right, okay, whatever. She's on my email, so that's cool. You know, but she's, you know, I'm on the dark side. But, so there's this person. This is the accumulation of circumstances that you have temporarily that you will share in later videos. You're going to have pictures of you and that, you know, like Falcone with that little picture. Right? With a window, you remember that?
Yeah.
So you remember these things. That's powerful. And now, you know, it's in a mansion, right? But, so that's what your circumstances have created of you right now that you will share later on, but that's not you. You are the value engine. You are energetic. You solve problems. Okay? You know, I know how to write a good blog. You solve a problem. And I'll tell you, I am... How I've come up with my blog is by talking to people. It really is. And I'll give you some content creation ideas. How many have been on that four-part blogging thing that I did? A couple of you. Did you like my content creation ideas? Was it pretty good, right? But you know, the big thing of how I came up with most of my content is by being on the phone with people, by being at seminars and getting in their head and understanding what's going on up there. What are they missing? What are they not seeing? And how can I help them? You know, my blogs, very rarely is it just a blog on buy this thing. You know, it's very rare, you know, for me to do that. You know, about 5 or 10 or 15, I'll blog about my company. You know, about every 10 or 15 for SEO reasons. And, you know, you do want people, you know, I don't, you know, wear the shirts or anything at this type of event, you know, and for a hat or something, right? But, you know, you would like some people to know what company you're in, you know. And there are times someone asked, do I lead with, you know, content or do I lead with my primary or MLSP or what do I lead with? Depends on the person. You'll talk to people that say, I'm looking for a good company. Now, if that makes sense for me to say, well, here's a marketing system. You know, I'm like, cool. Wish I had something to market. You know, no, you're going to tell them your company. Or you'll have people, you know, just say certain things. And so, you know, listening to people. But creation of content, pay attention. Stop being just a consumer of information and start thinking like a marketer. Think like a marketer all the time. Think like that. You know, watch infomercials. I do that. You know, you ever watch infomercials?
Yeah, I just want to one quick note because you hit on something awesome.
Yeah.
I'm on Racelist, and I suggest everyone, you know, tap into leaders like that. And what he just said with his content is, you know, when he's on the phone, he creates stories out of that. When he comes to seminars, he creates content with that. It's him doing it, taking action, and then talking about it more than anything else. You guys have so much content to talk about from being at this event. I'm sure all of you have said hello to Ray at some point. I'm sure you had a conversation. The guy is known on the internet. That's a piece of content. Right? The action, I just want you guys to hear that and take away from the leaders writing about that stuff, being at events like this. And that's how they do their research. It's not always about company XYZ review. It's like actually doing things and sharing that knowledge and that experience. And Ray's awesome at that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my content comes from coaching calls, you know, of hearing, because you think that your problem's unique. You think that, you know, oh man, everyone else is getting this and I'm not. That's bullshit. Absolute bullshit. You know, it's, trust me, you have a problem. Millions of others do too. And that's one thing that I'm very cognizant of is there are, and Noah St. John talks about this. God, he's so awesome. Secret Code of Success, buy his book. He actually wanted to hire me as a marketing director, but I don't want a job. But he is awesome. Buy whatever he has. And Noah St. John. Noah St. John. He's, remind me to come back to that. Don't I talk about him all the time? Right? Noah James. Remind me to come back to that. I'm going to come back to it. Some people are going to go home and they're like, this didn't work. I went to live the dream and it didn't do it. Nothing's changed. All right? It's an inanimate object. It's kind of dumb. Right? You have to take what you got out of this and do something with it. Does that make sense? You know, don't forget those conversations at lunch with people that shared with you their problems. Don't forget those. It's not just about the gurus, right? It's not about the speakers. Don't forget. Who are your people? Are you selling to me? Are you selling to the speakers? No, no. You're selling to the person next to you. You get that?
Yeah.
So get in their head. You know? That's why, you know, I would do blogs, you know, what to say to a lead. how to work meetings. How to run home meetings. Should you run lunch meetings? These are questions and things, and people don't know what to do it. I'm solving the problem. Solve problems. You solve more problems, people will want to work with you. You will have people, and God, what Hoverson said, he's the man, by the way. Love that guy. And I did. I called him. I said, listen, I'm not going to join your thing, but I want to buy some of your time. I want your mind. And you'll get to a level where you'll stop looking at, you know, trinkets. You'll stop looking at, I need that button that does this and you'll start looking at mines. That's what I'm at. I now hire mines. That's what I want. I'm like, you guys ever seen, this is maybe weird, but you ever seen that show Heroes?
Yeah.
Right? Pretty cool. I'm like Siler. I will absorb the information of people that I admire. Does that make sense? I'm a sponge. I will absorb the information. I absorb their powers, right? But I leave them with their powers, so it's cool, and I give them money. I tell them bad and evil. But you know what? I mean, but that's what I hire, you know? I just paid my buddy Jerry $7,500, you know? And, you know, I'm not so worried. I've got to make that back. No, I want his mind. Because his mind will make me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Millions, maybe. And he made $30 million selling information products. I think I could do okay. And so some of you are looking at this event to get you that $100 commission. You should be looking at this as the hundreds of thousands of dollars of commission to take with this information. So, focus on solving problems. Listen to people that are your targets. Okay? Is Coberson your target? Probably not. Okay? The people in this room are your target. Listen to them. They will give you what to write about. Okay? Now, I do have, content creation ideas. And I'll tell you, there are certainly times. I try to blog every single day. I really do. I try to blog every day. Well, at least five times a week. There's a substantial drop in leads and traffic when I don't do that. Substantial drop. And so I do try to do that every single day for multiple reasons. When I need some assistance with creativity, my favorite strategy is Barnes & Noble. Right, they haven't closed down yet, so you can still use them. Sad. Everyone say later, Jeff. So, Barnes & Noble, right? You can go there. If you're having an off day, can't think of what to write about, go to Barnes & Noble. Pick 5, 10 of the hottest self-improvement books. Could be on leadership, could be on coaching, could be marketing, could be Twitter, Facebook, whatever, right? But, you know, newer and hotter is probably a good idea. Go, you know, go sit down. They even give you free water. You know, I usually buy something, you know. But, you know, they give you free water. You sit there. It's free internet, you know, for the most part. You can also use a library, too. You know, I think they do those things, too. Go through the books and look for bullet points. This is so cheating. I mean, it's so easy. It's ridiculous. Look for freaking bullet points. Okay? Here are the 7 tips to being a great coach. Here are the 4 things to get more traffic from Twitter. Here are the 3 mindset changes you can blah, 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 blah. Right? Look for those. So easy. And then you write your spin on it. You know? And you can even, if you want to make a nickel, you know, you can even have an Amazon account and, you know, that's really screwing Barnes & Noble, isn't it? I give them Amazon affiliate links. Whatever. But is that, I mean, anybody can do that. You know, it's hard, it's in my opinion, okay? It's hard to take a book and you know, whatever that word is, you know,
condense it
down to a blog post. But dude, you just find bullet points. Ah, there's some good bullet points. Let me share that. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's so simple. But you could do that every single day and never run out of content, ever. You hear that? Yeah.
Just real quick with, so something like Jeff's stuff where he has those different formulas, you could kind of lump that all into one. Would you advise against it breaking that up into 4 posts? So make kind of like a week.
You can. You definitely
that,
can.
That's not frowned upon or.
Oh, no, not at all.
People are like, oh, he's just stretching this out, kind of.
Not at all.
Enough content, I guess.
Not at all. No, it's a great idea. What's funny is, like sometimes I've done that and I've kind of forgotten about it. Like I did, four great projects to do immediately for your home-based business, part one. And then I just kind of forgot to write it anymore. And that was like a year ago. I still have people email me, hey, dude, where's the other parts? And I'm like, man, I really
really should write that.
You know, and it's neat too because you can reference back. And you want people to visit multiple pages. Google likes that. Everyone likes that. So you want people to visit multiple pages if that's possible.
Right.
And so no, it's definitely a good idea. For
you should
sure.
Reference your previous blog.
Yes, you should.
So they get
yeah, you should.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. One trick is to do part two without part one, and then people will look for part one and stay on the site longer.
There you go.
Nice.
Sure.
Is that a black hat trick?
Final part two. It's a great question. I'm glad you asked. There's a that book I was talking about, Differentiate or Die, right? Kraft. Everyone heard of Kraft? Kraft Foods.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They only dominate in one category, and that's Philly cream cheese. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Every other category they get beat. Why? Why is that? Heinz beats them in ketchup. Hellman's in mayonnaise. French's and mustard. Everyone beats it because they do everything. So they're not a specialty of anything. In fact, most people don't even know Philly cream cheese is correct. Okay? So, my suggestion, I see this a lot with health and wellness guys and girls. Right? That one blog will be about how to get 72 leads tomorrow to your business and make a lot of money. And the next one's on the ORAC level of blueberries. Right? Well, who are you trying to attract? You need to speak directly. You know, Hoverson talks about this. You should pay me too. Hoverson talks about the avatar, right? Right, the perfect person. Like, this is the perfect being, right? Who's your avatar? Is it a health and wellness buff? It might be. I don't know. You know, is it a human resources director? Is it that struggling car salesman? Is it that network marketer? Mine, if you come to my blog, like let's say you're an awesome real estate professional, and you know you're making tons of money, you know real estate inside and out, okay, but you hate network marketing. Well, you're gonna come to my blog and you're gonna leave. You're gonna exit. Because I speak to network marketers. That's my target. My target. Does that make sense? And so the more if I just throw out, maybe a healthcare professional will find me if I talk about healthcare, right? You think if you just throw anything out there that, someone somewhere, but what you'll do is you'll turn off so many people. Because they'll come, they'll find that one blog on healthcare, and they'll be like, oh, I'm looking for a business. You know, or oh, I'm looking for whatever, how to get a six pack.
But you have to go to the blog and do that.
You can. You infinitely increase your workload. You increase your workload, because what will happen is you're going to get tired of doing one of them, or maybe both of them, You're going to get tired, definitely, of doing one of them, and you'll stop doing that, and you've just wasted your time. So my suggestion is, and this is so everything relates, I think I told my story about how I wrote a list out of my perfect person that I wanted to be with. Right, I did that, right? I didn't say, I want girls, right? I was very specific. Some people are saying, I want leads. But they should be saying, I want this. I want this exact. They lost millions in real estate. They did that. The more specific you are, and just think, does my content speak to this person? And if it's a yes, then do it. Absolutely do it. Someone doesn't like network marketing, comes to my blog, they may be a great person. They may give to charity. They may be a very awesome professional. They may be a great speaker. They don't like network marketing, they're going to leave. They're going to go away. And so, I like the analogy, when you walk down the middle of the road, you get hit by traffic both ways. All right? You're going to have people leaving your site that you might actually have wanted, and you're going to have other people. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's not a good thing. I'll be very, very focused. Health and wellness, this happens all the time. Because what happens is, you know, you go to the company event, and they're like, 17,000 ORAC level, it's awesome. I'm like, yeah, grew back my limb, it's amazing. And so you want to talk about that, and your only access is the ball. And so you talk about it, and then people that are looking for a business are like, I don't want to do that. And so they go away. You know, now I'm not saying, or maybe the health person is your avatar. You know, whatever your avatar is.
I guess it depends on your priorities too.
It could be. You know, I lead with opportunity. You know, when I gotta step that back. When I'm talking to somebody, I won't lead with my product. I actually never lead with my product. Because the reason is, if I lead with my product and I say, I don't like that, I can't possibly say, well, would you like to make money with it? I know you don't like it, but would you like to sell all your friends it? Doesn't work. You know, if they turn me off to the opportunity and say, you know, I don't need extra money or tax advantages. That happens sometimes. Right? Oh, what do you think about this product? Like, ooh, I like the product. They might buy it. And then I might be able to get them back into the opportunity. Right? You see how that works? Like these, I'll tell you, a lot of people, this may offend somebody, but whatever. A lot of people are on social media and they're hammering their product, hammering it. You know, I mean, it's just pow, pow, pow. You know, you guys right know what I'm talking about. But not a good strategy. It's just not a good strategy. What value are you bringing to the marketplace? What can you help them out with? Yeah, you had a question forever. Sorry.
I just want your opinion on this. My vision of the future is becoming a success coach as well. So can you mix personal development with network marketing? Maybe have two tabs on it?
You want to define, so you've defined, I want to be a success coach. I would suggest, who do you want to be a success coach for? Is it realtors? Is it financial planners? Is it network marketers?
Yeah.
Who is it for? Define who that is, and that'll answer your question. You know, if you're wanting to be a, for example, I have an example. My buddy Patrick Snow. You know, he's hired by Subway, you know, for a lot of money to go and speak at their, you know, conventions, and he's really cool. But he's my primary business. So if you look for his stuff, you're not going to find that he's in network marketing. Why? Because do you think some corporations might have a problem with that? Without a doubt, right? You know, and so if he's after those big speaking engagements, if he's trying to attract corporations ain't going to like an MLM. There's not. You know, it's anti, you know, corporation. Right? Let's get the hell out of a stupid job, guys. You know? And so that it just depends what type of success coach. You want to be a success coach in network marketing?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And even the Martin Noble thing works for that.
Yeah.
You know? Go, there are John Wooden, Bobby Bowden, there's all these different books on coaching, and they all have little bullets so you can pull out real easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy that you were referring to that's trying to track the financial highway, it doesn't necessarily want to promote it in MLM because it doesn't marry. Does he have a separate website or whatever for the MLM?
He talks.
Sorry to interrupt. Ray, could you repeat the question?
Yeah. So the question is, my buddy that wants to attract the big companies, does he have some kind of separate thing where he talks about the MLM? He actually doesn't passively market MLM. Okay, and let me give you a distinction. You know, there's passive marketing, which is blogging, articles, videos, anything where you do an action that an unnamed individual responds to. Is that a good definition? Passive marketing. And some people are like, wait a minute, that's marketing. It's passive. I'm putting it out there, sure hope someone responds to it. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Right? That's passive marketing. So he doesn't passive market his you know, the MLM. When he's on the phone with somebody, he looks for patterns, he looks for things that he can bring it up to. Okay? And it's gonna be that zero resistance, you know, with people he gets on the phone because they have no idea. You know? But if he hears some people, and a lot of times at events, you know, people will come up to him and talk to him, hey, you're awesome, you know, and he'll talk to him. And he'll look for avenues. Oh, man, you just get laid off from your job. I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, I mean, I don't always bring this up, but I might just fit your situation. I actually have a side project that might help you make some extra money that I've been doing on the side. You think there's high resistance to that? Or very high acceptance? Yeah. Like, oh, cool. Wow, I didn't even know. You know, he doesn't have a MLM shirt on. You know what I mean? So there's no resistance. And that's, you know, if you're struggling with some of your Facebook conversations, it may be that you got, you know, a bunch of MLM stuff on your page. They look at it, they think, oh, he's trying to pitch me. Right? So that can connect it. I want to share this story. Noah Sinka. I didn't even spell it right. N-S-J. All right, Noah Sinka. Secret code of success. I'm at an event, and someone who's actually here. He actually came here. His wife was here. My friend Simone Gay and his wife Amanda. Anyone know them? Awesome. Absolutely awesome. He works for the Coast Guard. He's so awesome. So I'm at an event. First time meeting him, he comes up. He's like, hey, man, I got a book. I thought you might like it. Cool. Usually I have someone, you know, it's about their company or something, you know. And I look at him, like, and I kind of see it because I did this years ago. Someone gave me a book years and years ago, and that book really helped me see things differently. So I think things happen for a reason, right? And so, hands in the book, I read it, blew me away. That was awesome. Secret code of success, right? Read it, talks about subconscious, talks about all the things that no one else does. He talks about how most gurus, they don't mean to do this. I don't believe there's one speaker that's here, or was that no excuses, that intentionally means to steer you in the wrong direction. But they have become unconsciously competent. They're unconsciously competent. You know? Not calling leads. They don't need to. Got a big brand. They're unconsciously competent. Sit down at the keyboard, and Horvath's so bright. I mean, he really is. You know, it's like, what do I want to make money on today? Cool. I mean, that really does happen. It really does. You know, and you're putting value. If there's not value, people won't buy. Or at least they'll only buy once, right? You know, and then they'll stop. Okay? So, gives me this book. I read the book. It's awesome. I write a blog about it. Okay? Because I'm a marketer. I'm not just a consumer. I consume information. I buy stuff. You know, I had Jessica sneak over to Dagan's thing when it was $3,000 and she had the credit card. I'm like, oh, what the hell? You know, just go pay them. And I'm like, oh, cool, I just saved $2,000, right? I mean, like, what the hell? Why wouldn't I try that? Ridiculous. Why wouldn't I try it? He is the king of traffic. Why not? You know? And so I talked about it, about that book. I get a call from Noah St. John. Hey, dude, I saw your blog. That's awesome, dude. Thank you. I'm like, wow, that's neat. You know, some authors, they actually have, especially, like, he's an up-and-comer. You know, he's not, you know, Jack Canfield level yet. I think he will be. But, you know, he's not there yet. So he's an up-and-comer. So a lot of these authors and people, they have their name in Google Alerts, which you should have your name in Google Alerts. Okay? Google Alerts will tell you anytime someone posts content that has your name. You want to know that. You know, I mean, I get, you know.
I think your name is so common.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. Deal with it. I don't know. Or don't know it. You know. But it is cool. I mean, it's a very unique name. So he called me because his Google alert went off. Hey, this guy right here is talking. He said, hi. I'm like, dude, you're awesome. I love your content. We should do a webinar. Cool. He goes, oh, by the way, I got an affiliate program. Wow. Neat. See, I wrote about it. I didn't even know that. I didn't do, you know, any research on him. I just liked his content. I blogged about it. We now have a great relationship. He's now coming to my mastermind in January. Isn't that neat? All from the blog. Who else? Now, let me tell you, he did not do research on me. He saw the blog, called me. He didn't know, you know, competence, top that, whatever. He didn't know any of that stuff. Could you have written that blog?
Absolutely.
Could you have gotten him on a webinar? Could you have been doing an event with him? Absolutely. Just from blogging. So blogging about it, right? Did it provide value? Absolutely. Yeah. So, hope that helps. Yeah.
It's probably a silly question, but how do people find you on the internet? Like, you make all these blog posts. How's the time to know who you're
at? I mean, I syndicate. I, you know, number one, what's the purpose of a blog? This is so basic. Do you guys need yell at me if I go a couple minutes over.
You're good, man.
There's no screen
here,
which I've been over.
Give you a heads up.
All right, what's the business reason for a blog?
Build trust.
What else?
Brand trust.
Okay. Sell. What else? Okay.
Leads and traffic.
My opinion, all right? Fill the list. It's to have a forever ability to build a list, okay? You can create a magical capture page. How many times will people visit it? Once. Maybe twice. Right? How many of you opt in? Once. Maybe. Right? And so all of this energy and stuff is to build that list. And I've reviewed quite a few blogs, and some of you are missing this point. You're missing the point. This is most important. You know, we did split testing on this. You know, now, me, if you mention metrics, analytics, details, I just want to hit myself with a hammer. I hate it. Absolutely hate it, right? But I know that it's necessary. You know, I think, I forget who said this, maybe Roberson, but, you know, professionals track. Period. So we tested pop-up domination. How many have pop-up domination? Okay? Oh, okay. You see a lot of people have pop-up domination. We tested against this. This crushed it. This simple, stupid-looking, you know, great big thing. Tested the pop-up against pop-up domination with a really snazzy graphic. This crushed it. Well, like 23% was just ridiculous. How much this crushed it, right? It's funny because in real estate, I tested a lot of stuff with real estate. I marketed everywhere, and I was, you know. I was kind of idiotic. I took almost all my profits and dumped it into advertising every single month. And so what is absolutely true is it's not always the prettiest marketing that works. Like one of my most effective things was a car magnet that was handwritten. Looked like crap. You know? I mean, at the time I was dating, I was actually engaged to somebody else, and I mean, she was just like, oh, God. I hated even writing in it, you know? But I had this blank, white blank car magnet. I would handwrite, when I would get a new real estate deal, I'd write 3-1, Freshwater. It looks like, this dude is so broke. He's got to be a motivated seller. Phone would ring off the hook. I would sit in traffic, doom, doom, doom. Hey, man, where is that? I'm serious. I work like nuts.
Right. Just real quick, I think something that's important for you guys to realize, there's things about Ray's blog that drive Jeff and I nuts. Like, completely nuts. The way he has it laid out, the way...
The categories suck.
I mean, certain things that just, like, as a designer, like, just... I want to punch him. But it's a perfect example that content is king. Like, your Rob Ford is killing it with his blog. He's using the default theme with WordPress. Of course, he's got his image up there. I mean, we pretty much require you to put your face on your blog because, you know, you're branding yourself. But that's it. He got a header made, probably for $5, and he threw it on the generic WordPress theme, and that's it. That's all it took for him because content is how he's driving people to his site. So don't let, like, the fact that you think your blog looks like crap, don't let that stop you from, like, from doing everything that he's talking about.
That's my blog, yeah.
I thought that was
But it's just a forever way for me to build that list. This is my real focus on that blog. It's to create tons and tons of content to build out that list. So how do people find out about me? Syndicate it everywhere, build that list, then share my content with that list. A concept that most people don't get is velocity. They talk about it in the Google Switch. I don't know if you can even get that anymore.
A lot of them.
I think you can, but a Google Switch is... Those guys are geniuses, man. Jim Yagi and David Schwinn. But velocity. You know, when I wrote this right here, which is on Friday, immediately sent it to my list. I want to get as much clicks, comments, traffic, all these different things to it as possible. Sometimes, if you scroll down, go back to the home and scroll down a little bit.
Oh, this is
Yeah. No, go back to the main, sorry.
Homepage?
Yeah, homepage. So you scroll. By the way, I resisted this for a long time until I increased my opt-ins by a third.
But that's pop-up domination, right?
That is not.
That was good.
I don't use pop-up domination. It's a subscriber's magnet or something like that. There's probably a link somewhere on that site. Scroll down. But if you scroll down, you know, some topics, you know, if you look, you know, they get their, you know, 38 comments, affiliate marketing versus network marketing. You know, you scroll up, and you can tell this is your, you know, litmus test. Scroll up a little bit. Yeah. You know, so 30 comments, 18 comments, scroll up, 35 comments, 32 comments. So, you know, it kind of varies. You know, I think most people are at this event, so I only got 5 comments on that, you know. Most people didn't have time to check their email.
Testimonies.
Social proof all day.
Awesome.
This, you know, I mean, I got my boys. And so yeah, you know, you want to get it out there and then create that engine. You know, some of you have raving fans, but you don't even know it. You know, restaurants go out of business every single day that had raving fans, but they had no idea. Because they didn't have a customer loyalty program, they didn't have a, you know, comments box, they didn't do surveys, they, no idea. Let's just open our doors, I hope people show up and buy your lunches. They don't know that there's this one guy, and if they cater to that one guy that loved the roast beef, they get more like him. Okay? Same with your blog. Does that make sense? Yeah. There's a few questions.
Hey guys, we got a break for lunch, we gotta stop this. I'm gonna stop right here for a second. Ray, how long are you around for?
I got a meeting in Tampa, but I can hang around for several hours.
Okay.
I'm good. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to break for lunch for an hour, but we're going to be here. Ray, you go eat. You do whatever you need.
Okay.
The idea is we'll come back here at 2 o'clock.